here's a story from The World.
Here in the U.S., disturbing news from an immigrant detention center in Georgia. Congress is investigating allegations that a physician ordered unnecessary gynecological procedures on detained immigrants. A whistleblower complaint from a nurse claims that several women said their uteruses were removed, hysterectomies, without their consent. The World's Monica Campbell is here with more. Lay out these disturbing allegations, Monica. How did they first come to light?
Well, the allegations came from a whistleblower complaint from a nurse, Dawn Wooten. She alleges a number of health and safety violations at Irwin County Detention Center. That's in rural Georgia, including that immigrants weren't protected from the coronavirus. And of course, the most alarming allegations are that some of the detained immigrants underwent unauthorized hysterectomies. And this week, the nurse, Dawn Wooten, spoke publicly. Here she is on MSNBC.
You have detained women. I had several detained women on numerous occasions that would come to me and say, "Miss Wooten, I had a hysterectomy. Why?" I had no answers as to why they had those procedures. And one lady walked up to me here this last time around between October of 19 until July the 2nd. And she said, "What is he? Is he the uterus collector? Does he collect uteruses?" And I asked her, "What does she mean?" And she says, "Everybody that I talked to has had a hysterectomy. And you just don't know what to say."
Monica, what has happened since these allegations came out?
Well, we're hearing from women themselves who say these unwanted surgeries happened to them, including hysterectomies. More and more women are coming to light. Members of Congress are looking into this and saying that up to at least 17 women may have received these unwanted surgeries. And this week, ICE was about to deport one of the women who was going to speak out as a witness, and her name is Pauline Binham. She's from Cameroon. And she was about to get on a plane to be deported to Cameroon on Wednesday before advocates and politicians stepped in. Her lawyer says that Ms. Binham sought treatment for an irregular menstrual cycle. She thought it would be a routine procedure. She woke up from the surgery to learn that one of her fallopian tubes had been removed. I just want to note, you know, also we're hearing that the doctor linked to these allegations is a gynecologist in Georgia. And we don't know if he's the only person linked to these unwanted surgeries.
And what have immigration authorities said about the allegations? Any response so far?
ICE didn't grant a direct interview about this, but I did receive a statement from Ada Rivera. She's the head of ICE's medical corps. She stated that since 2018, only two people at the detention center in Georgia were referred for hysterectomies. They have also laid out the process for getting a surgery, which requires many people, like any surgery. And it requires, of course, consent. But this is where this all gets very tricky because there's medical records that appear to be missing. And some of this is not as well documented as we would expect it to be.
Understanding that it's very unclear what's going on. If these allegations are true, Monica, why would these surgeries happen without the women's consent? Do we have any sense of an answer to that?
That is still very unclear. What we do know is that at immigration detention centers, neglect, medical abuse of different types, it's not new. And the idea of an immigrant detained in one of these facilities signing something, whether it's their own deportation order or some sort of procedure, that they may not always be clear what exactly they're signing. It may not be in their own language. It may not be explained to them. There's a history, a well-documented history of people kind of being rushed through things, signing things. These allegations are particularly chilling and shocking, and we don't know what the motivation would be to do unwanted surgeries on women. That's something we're still, you know, this story is developing. But the idea of people kind of existing in a very secretive system that is very difficult to enter, it creates an atmosphere that can be quite dangerous and ripe for abuse.
We'll stay across this story. The World's Monica Campbell. Thanks very much, Monica.
You're very welcome.